Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. That was, I think you're the most talented group that's watched this show, because that is the closest a crowd has ever gotten to clapping correctly through the entire theme song. You gotta lose it at the end, because it just becomes a mess at the end, but you guys went really far. In unison. You guys are like Nazis. You're really good at doing something together. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
See, that's like, you guys are singing it more than anybody else does. They usually just shout it. This is you guys are probably all people that audition for Glee. coming to you from Meltdown Comics in the back of Nerd Melt's showroom. I fucked that up. Scratch that, reverse that, as my idol Willy Wonka would say. It's Sunday, June 5th, 2016. You guys know what day that is? It's Ferris Bueller Day. June 5th is the day he takes off, which you can't really make an annual event. That's right, sir, because today is Sunday. Ferris Bueller doesn't go to church was a shitty project that they abandoned. They decided to give him a whole day of play. Here's the thing. If you jump up on a float in a parade, playback will come on of a song you know the words to, and you will sing it while everybody does choreographed dance moves around you. I'm just pointing out that Ferris Bueller is one of the most realistic films ever made. Oh, which reminds me to ask you guys, name tags? Name tags? Name tags. Oh, good. Front row. I like you guys all were determined, because you made such good name tags, to sit right up front. The Ryan King. I get it. Sicario. I'm not entirely sure what that would make your name. Kari. Okay. Doing good. Vanaconda?
Yeah.
Because your name's Vanna?
Vanessa.
Vanessa? Okay. Can't read that one. Kinder. What in cop?
Kindergarten
cop, okay. Alright, enough of that. Dude from St. Louis that makes little figures of all of his favorite. You're from St. Louis, right?
Yeah,
he makes figures of all of his favorite guests out of clay. And what's your. Why are you in LA right now?
I have an internship for the summer.
You're here for the whole summer?
Yeah.
We're going to see this shit every show? Because you know how much I want to stomp on those things. Because you work so hard at it, and it's all of my friends, some of whom I don't get along with all the time, and I just want to stomp on it. Yeah, exactly. But it's just also fun to just ruin, break things. But thank you for bringing that, and I'll look forward to seeing you, and I'm sure it'll get chosen, if not today, soon. Doug plugs, tomorrow night, June 6th, I'm interrupting Mission, semicolon, impossible, I, at Cinefamily here in Los Angeles. And Atlanta, Thursday, June 9th. That's this Thursday. I'm doing stand-up at the Punchline. If you bring name tags, you have a chance to get on stage and play Last Man Standing at the end of the show. Next Doug Loves Movies here in L.A. is right here at Meltdown Comics in the Nerd Melt showroom, Monday, June 13th at 9 p.m. So it's pretty comfortable in here today, right? It wasn't too hot outside, so we're doing all right. I'm going to try not to do shows in the afternoons in the summer here because it gets too warm. Great story, Doug. DougLovesMovies.com. That's DougLovesMovies.com. Let's take a look in the prize bag, you guys. See what I brought here from home, wandered over here with. We got a pipe from Peacemaker because I swear to you, they sent me about 1,000 of them. Maybe not that many. A really cool alien pipe that's only been used once. then I cleaned it out and flew back to California with it from a dude. Now I feel bad, I don't know his name, but I mentioned his name, I think, in the last episode because he won the prize bag, I think, the New York episode. But anyway, he made this cool alien pipe, so I'm going to pass that along to somebody. And then somewhere in here, it's tiny, so I might not be able to pull it out, but there's a pin from the Limestone Comedy Festival. Oh, here it is. It's a cool little, it's not too ostentatious. It's like a subtle piece of flair to put on your suspenders. And from my personal VHS collection, we have an episode of Dawson's Creek entitled Escape from New York. Because that was the thing on Dawson's Creek, is they would name episodes after movie titles. And a lot of times it's fun to figure out, why. And so now on Doug Loves Minis, I name every episode after a movie title because I like to steal great ideas. And an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer entitled Killed by Death. So just the title alone is pretty fun. And this would be a great excuse to go out and buy a VHS playing device. I think they still exist. And I think I'm going to be out of those soon. So that's another thing. Is it's going to become a thing of the past, the two VHSs. Maybe I should start just bringing one. Let's get my guests out here, you guys. Are you ready? Three great guests, two newbies and an oldbie. Please welcome Sarah Shahi, Jared Watson, and Andre Vermeulen.
That is not how you say my name.
How do you say it?
Andre Vermeulen.
Vermeulen, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Vermeulen.
Sure you did.
Vermeulen. Vermeule. Vermeulen.
Yeah, I'm really not used to it.
Sarah's waving to the crowd.
I'm waving to my son.
Oh, okay.
My son's back there.
I always feel great when I know there's a child in the room.
I'm so popular.
I did think it was weird that you were sitting there waving so friendly to everybody. But that's your son. What's his name?
What's your name? Wolf. His name is Wolf.
For reals?
For reals.
Does he have a situation room at home?
A situation room. Almost every room in the house is his situation.
Well, let's meet all my guests individually, starting with Sarah Shahi is here for the first time.
Hello. Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
Holy cow. Persons of interest, life, Ray Donovan, The Sopranos, Chicago Fire. She's been on all of those shows, you guys. And I complained about this recently on this very podcast. You were going to be an adult Nancy Drew for a show on CBS. You did a pilot.
Yeah, we did a pilot, and it didn't go.
Yeah, it's not happening.
I'm waiting to see what your response is going to be, and then I'll whatever you say. If you say boo, I'm going to say boo. If you say yay, I'm going to say yay. Yeah, it didn't go, and it's actually I'm very happy it didn't go. It was not good.
Yay!
Well, that worked out good then.
Yeah.
I was mad about it because I was like, why wouldn't anyone want to see you as Nancy Drew as an adult? And CBS
you said adult Nancy Drew, and I automatically just went to porn. Like I automatically went to porn.
Because regular Nancy Drew is always a teenager, right? She didn't grow up in the books or anything.
No, she didn't grow up, but she grew up on CBS, but only for a very short time.
All right. Well, CBS shouldn't have said out loud that the show skewed too female is the reason they didn't pick it up.
Well, exactly. I don't know if anyone heard about that, but they said the reason they didn't pick the show up is because it was too female. So my response was like, I don't remember us talking about tampons and our like placentas and our cycles on the show, so I don't know what was too female about it.
Yeah, and I don't. I would rather watch a woman solve a crime than a man, to be honest with you.
I mean, we do it every day in life.
It's true. Enjoy that.
I'll tell you where your sunglasses are, because I remember shit. Every boyfriend I've ever had doesn't know where anything is.
Oh, no, that's called the man syndrome.
I'll tell you where it is.
Yes, that's the man syndrome. My husband has that. No, my husband has it. It's right there. It's like the remote control is in his hands and he can't find it. That's man syndrome.
Where's remote control?
I call that the
Where's
man.
Wolf? Where's Wolf?
Wolf, yeah.
Oh, there he is.
There he is.
He's good, he's good.
Yeah, although you guys got something called the man sometimes.
But in their defense, I have walked around with my phone in my hand looking for my phone.
Calling people.
I ruin that theory.
The mans can rub off on you sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah, when you least expect it.
Yeah, we all get a case of it.
Mens are always trying to rub off on me. Okay. Do you want me to leave?
No, you're good. And since this is Doug Loves Movies, Sarah, I wanted to ask you about one of the movies you were in. You were in Old School.
That's right.
What did you do in that?
I played. God,
were you inside the mascot costume at the game?
No, I was. I was one of Perry Reeves's friends, and there was a very memorable scene where.
Oh, Andy Dick.
Andy Dick is giving a blowjob class.
That's why I don't remember you from it, because I was just watching Andy in his.
You're
mouth.
Watching Andy, yeah.
Yeah, that is a very funny part of the movie, and that's cool. Now, next time we watch it, we'll go, that's her.
Yeah, just a little bit of my work right there.
I love it. We got, now I'm going to try to say it again.
All right.
Andre.
Yeah.
Vermeulen.
Woo!
We did it.
We did it.
Yes. Angela Pizzo. That was on an episode that's not really out yet. Okay, so how you doing? A new season of Angie Tribeca is starting tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
On TBS at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so that's pretty cool. You guys watch that show? Yeah, it's hilarious.
I play Dr. Monica Scholes. This season, she's in a love triangle. She's raising a baby that's not hers. Gets real dark.
Whoa. All right.
Though the teasers have been spoiling. Don't worry. Again, do you want me to leave?
I just wish every guest would be self-bouncing.
Yeah.
That'd be good. If say, you know, if it's not working out, just get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
It's happened a couple times lately, but hopefully not again today. And also on the panel joining us today, his first time on the show, it's Jared Watson, everybody. Co-lead singer, is that how you put it?
Yeah.
Co-lead singer of Dirty Heads. You guys know the band Dirty Heads? Yeah.
Oh, don't. You know, if you don't know, you don't have to. Pity.
You guys are super awesome. I saw you in wherever the hell we were. It was outside of D.C. In Maryland.
The cruise ship.
And the cruise ship, of course.
Cruise ship is crazy.
Yeah. What cruise was that?
311 cruise. I don't remember much of it either. Somebody else on it?
Somebody went, oh, yeah. but yeah, it was that cruise was amazing.
And then D.C. You were in D.C.
And then, yeah, outside of D.C., we came. Trey Gallion and I came to see you guys with RLDGRN.
Yep. You're just saying letters.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's the cool thing.
It's red, gold, green.
Red, gold, green, but it's the cool thing to take vowels out of words.
They took all the vowels out, so it's very hard to say and talk about.
Oh.
Excellent marketing. And but I love those guys, too. And you got a big tour starting up again this summer?
Yeah, July 1st we go out with Sublime with Rome. Our album comes out July 16th. Excellent. And we got a single on the radio right now. Number one most added song on radio in the country.
Oh, what's it called?
Beat Out the Red Hot Chili Peppers. That was like
a wow, that's a crazy title for a song. Yeah.
Everything from now on is Beat Out the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Beat Off the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
What's the song called?
That's All I Need.
Okay.
Yeah. And what is it that you need?
To beat off the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay.
That's why Anthony Kiedis couldn't make the weenie roast the other day. Oh, that's probably mean. I know. He probably got hurt or something. I feel bad.
I apologize. We keep saying beat off in front of Wolf.
I'm just trying to... Me and Wolf talked in the back. We already talked, but we're good.
You guys were talking about goats, right?
Yeah, goat simulator.
Goat
simulator,
whatever that means.
I'm a big gamer. He's gaming. He knows what's up.
All right.
I could go to a terrible place right now, but I'm not going to. Just
no, that's cool. Just stay
go.
Right here.
He's heard it all before.
Yeah, I guess so.
His parents are actors.
Both of them?
Both
oh,
of them.
Oh, no. Oh,
poor Wolf.
Wolfie's done a little bit of work himself, too. He was in Nancy Drew. He was in The Pilot.
Oh, did you hear how terrible that turned out, kid?
Oh my God.
What else has he been in?
He's been in my belly.
What an impressive IMDb page he's building up. Best known for being in Sarah.
My belly.
Yeah. That's cool though. He seems like he's pretty good with being in the public eye.
Yeah, he's a charmer.
Mm-hmm.
Right, buddy?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right, he's probably tired of us talking about him.
Not at all.
Oh, not at all, he says.
Not at all, that's my
keep
boy.
Keep it coming. All right.
He should be up here doing this podcast, not me.
And don't make me switch you.
You.
Jared, you guys have had some songs on movie soundtracks, but one really caught my eye. It must be pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah.
That one of your songs is in Surfer, Dude.
Oh, yeah.
The Matthew McConaughey classic where everyone thought, well, this guy, he's done. If that's what he has to offer. And then in the McConaissance happened.
Like our band was just done after getting into Matthew McConaughey.
No, that movie or was him. So yeah, it was, ridiculous.
Yeah, but he made a comeback, man. He's
he
the best.
Did after that. You know what, came back strong.
We met him. He had an artist that he was like so into that he's like, I'm just going to back you. This guy, Mishka. And he's like, I'm going to back you. And he came on tour with us, the Mishka. Matthew McConaughey would come to all the shows, and he was like super cool. We were at South by Southwest, and I like didn't want to fanboy too hard on him, but we ended up drinking beers. And he's like real normal guy, super, super cool. And I was like, hey, man, you know, I don't want to fanboy, but we're drinking beers, and, you know, everybody probably says, hey, you know, do the Dazed Confused guys. But I was like, Van Zant from, what's the Dragon movie?
Rain of Fire.
Rain of Fire, yeah. I was like, Van Zant, that's like my favorite character you've ever played. And he automatically just switches into Van Zant, tackles me. We started wrestling. Right there. In the bar. Got in Van Zant.
You're right, he is a normal guy.
Yeah, cool.
I fought Van Zant.
I'm glad you didn't say you loved him in Dallas Buyers Club. I'd hate to see, what you guys did right in that moment right there.
I didn't see the Surfer movie, though.
You never even watched it?
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah. It was one of those... TMZ like got footage of him running down the beach with palm fronds waving him around, and they aired it like, you know, like he got high and did that, but he was just shooting a scene for that movie. But that's sort of what that movie's like. This guy just running down the beach waving palm fronds
around. I feel like that's 90% of his life, though.
Yeah, no, I think he enjoys himself.
I would. Yeah. That was Matthew McConaughey.
He's doing great. He
what
loves
a great
making
word,
speeches.
Though. Palm what? Frond.
Palm frond.
Jeremy, do you want to come with me and get a palm frond?
Fed grapes.
We're just going to get the one.
Wait, what's a palm frond?
Palm
does
leaf.
Anybody here not know what a palm frond
like if
is?
If you took a palm tree,
me?
If you took the leaf of a palm tree,
palm
they're the huge
frond.
Off? like the palm leaf and the whole stalk that falls down.
Uh-huh, that's called a
that
palm frond.
That whole thing's called a palm frond.
They're in the street all the time, wow, trying not to run over them.
I just thought it was just a leaf.
Them shits that jig
pretty
up
much
your car.
Just a big ass leaf.
It's a palm frond.
I like to ask every guest on the show one the same question every episode, and we'll start with Jared there on the other end because it's not going to surprise him. Because you listen to the show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the last movie that you saw?
Yesterday, I was flying home from a show in Savannah, Georgia.
Which I hear is a really cool place.
It was really cool. Everybody that we met somehow was a haunted tour guide. Everything's haunted. The 7-Eleven's haunted. The venue's haunted.
The whole town just makes all their money off of haunted shit.
But it's cool. So I was on, I was like, okay, cool. I can watch, it's a 4-hour flight. I can probably watch 2 movies. I saw a Simon Pegg movie, and I'm a big fan of him, you know, like Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead and all that stuff. And I was like, cool, it's called like Anything and Everything or something, right? I got like 20 minutes into it, and it was like a shitty Adam Sandler movie. Like, it just wasn't, I got like 20 minutes into it, and he had this power, and there was these aliens, and they were like, okay, let's see if we should blow up this planet, but we're going to give one guy a superpower, and he could do anything he wants. It just waves his hand, right? And I'm like, well, that's kind of genius. It's Simon Pegg. He's probably going to nail this. Like 20 minutes into it, just wasn't funny. So I turned it off, just couldn't get into it.
I'm glad you don't remember the exact title.
I think it's Anything,
don't remember
anything
it.
And Everything.
No, I don't want to say it.
Wolf, what's that movie? Pixels?
Nah.
No, it's not Pixels.
No, it's...
That'd be weird to describe Pixels as being like a bad Adam Sandler movie.
So I ended up going through and I saw this wacky Japanese movie called Assassination Classroom, and it was based off of a manga, and it was this like yellow octopus alien that had a smiley face emoji, and he blew up the moon, and he was like gonna blow up the earth, and it, like, this is any better than the other movie that I just described, but I swear it was good. I love wacky Japanese movies. So then he's in a class, and it's like, if any of these kids, I'm going to teach them how to be assassins, and if any of them can kill me, I won't blow up the earth. And that's the premise of the movie. And it was just wacky Japanese movie, and it was absolutely phenomenal.
How'd you see that?
It was on a plane.
Just on the plane's choices of movies to watch?
Yes, dude. I think it was an international, like, we got on one of the planes that's right. Usually international, you know, because yeah. There was tons of Japanese movies.
There you go.
So it's probably something that went to Tokyo a lot.
Okay.
It was good, though.
I kind of want to see it subtitled though, right?
Yeah. Okay. But did you
pointing that out? A lot of my listeners don't like to read. That's why we love movies.
Did you see Ridiculous 6, the Adam Sandler Netflix movie?
No, but I was gonna say when we were dragging Adam Sandler's name through the mud, that that everybody I've heard that's seen the do-over, this latest one on Netflix, says it's pretty funny. It's really an entertaining movie.
I haven't seen that, but the Ridiculous 6 was actually really funny. It was pretty much one long fart joke, but like, sign me up to anything like that. It was really good.
Yeah, if the fart is continuous, I will enjoy that. Yeah. If they take breaks, it takes all the fun out of it.
Yeah, that's where you lose me.
Yeah, but
I'm glad to hear that one's funny. It's like you really did get a do-over.
Damn. Hey-o.
This is what you can expect from me tonight. Like it or hate it, I'll keep doing it.
Oh, shit. I should have asked you earlier what you guys brought for the prize bag, but let's finish what we were doing. Last movie you saw, Sarah, with or without Wolf?
Big Hero 6.
Today. So with Wolf.
Today, yeah.
Did you like that one?
I watched it today.
You watched it today. That sums it up nicely. Did you like it?
Yes.
Yes, okay, yes.
I have 19 children, so it's like...
I
have three. Three, 19.
That you know of.
Depending on the amount of tequila... It could very easily be 20. Who knows?
That he corrected you.
I know. It's.
There's three of us.
There's three.
Get it together, mommy.
Have you ever had any of your guests bring their children?
Solve this mystery, Nancy. Yeah. How many children do you have?
That's
What was the question?
Have you ever had any of your guests bring their kids?
Yeah, it's happened. And, you know, mixed results.
Right, right, yeah. Yeah, no.
Wolf's doing great, though.
Wolf's doing good. Wolf's an all-star.
Yeah, he's all right.
Just remember, Wolf, it's not our ego that matters in life.
What does mommy say, baby? It's who you are on the... That's right. That's right.
Oh, that was so cute. I kind of want to hit something. Andre.
Yes.
What was the last film you saw in any format?
I saw Green Room.
Oh, that's a fun one.
I didn't know what I was getting into.
That's the best way to watch it.
A trailer.
Mm-mm.
And boy, was I shocked.
Yeah. It's shocking, but it's not...
It's good.
It's not gratuitous. It's
no.
It's very well told story.
Yes. That's it.
Yeah. When do you turn 11, Wolf?
In 6 years.
In 6 years? Oh, no. You pounced on her about the 3 and 19 difference?
That was a good math.
Yeah,
you
that would
that
have
quick.
Taken me a lot longer to count on my fingers.
Like, I can tell you didn't count on your fingers, and I'm pretty impressed.
I told you he should be up here.
Well, I was just going to suggest that maybe you guys can watch Green Room together on his birthday.
Okay.
Yeah, it'd be a birthday treat for him.
Well, Wolfie, what's your favorite movie, remember? The
Revenant.
The Revenant.
The Revenant.
Right. The Revenant.
Oh, I got didn't see that.
He saw The Revenant. And I got a call from his kindergarten teacher saying, you know, Wolfie keeps talking about the scene where he crawls into the horse. Some of our students are horrified. So if you can please tell him not to talk about rated R movies. I said, okay, okay.
But that could happen in a movie that's not rated R. That wasn't the worst thing that happened.
Well, I shut his eyes during some of the other parts.
Okay, good.
I'm not trying to say that was a bad thing, but I will share that when I was a kid, my mom was watching some movie that I should not be watching, and she tried to do the cover my eyes method.
Yeah.
But I saw, and I wish I knew what movie it is now, it's been scarred in my memory, but I saw a woman fall out of a building and splat onto the ground. And I was too young to see that, and I really carried that, and now I do comedy. So I'm just saying, be careful. Just be careful. You don't want him to become a stand-up or anything. Ugh.
Yeah, I can't think of what movie that would be.
I don't know, but it was so dramatic. It was like a skyscraper, and she threw herself out of it and splatted. And I just had a dream recently where two people, now it's all coming back. This is not a bit. I had a dream the other night where one friend, I was in a skyscraper, it was like a hotel, and there was a railing, and the one friend was like, I'm going to do a loop-de-loo around the railing. And I was like, don't do that. And she did it, and she fell. And then I was kind of like, I was a camera right in front of her watching her, and she was so confused as she was falling and falling and falling. And then it cut to her other friend who was like, she shouldn't have died. That was a mistake. I'm going to kill myself. And she just threw herself off the building and she splatted down on the ground. But then we found out in my dream that the first person had just landed on another level. So she was just injured but not dead.
Oh, thank God.
But the other one was real dead, just like that movie. And this is an insight into my dreams. I don't know what it means.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sounds like you saw someone jump out of a building too young. And now it's in a dream one time.
And
I'm
also
sorry.
On a podcast.
Our session is over. I don't have any more time. The hour is up.
For our listeners at home, I am lying down. It's really weird. He pulled out a couch.
Let me get this stuff off your hands, you guys.
Yeah.
You brought stuff for the prize bag. What do you have, Andre?
Well, last time I brought the necklace from Angie Tribeca. Season 2, Shoals wears much more lady ties, so I brought a lady tie.
Mm.
This I suggest with a white button-down shirt. And then I also brought a mug, an Angie Tribeca mug, and it says,
If I were on TV, I'd raise this to my lips whenever I make a point. So.
Perfect. Thank you for bringing that stuff.
Yeah.
And watch Angie Tribeca tomorrow night at 9.
TBS.
Only on TBS. They've got personality.
They've got marketing.
What's their slogan now?
Very funny.
Oh, okay.
Season one's been on Hulu. Yeah, season one's on Hulu. Hopefully season two comes out on Hulu soon so everyone can watch it.
Excellent. Jared, what do you got for the old bag? Because I want to go to Sarah last.
Me and Sarah brought
this. I'm the asshole
who forgot.
I thought Wolf was going to go in the press.
Oh, that's right. That's why I brought Wolf.
Sarah brought a Dirty Heads tank top.
Yay!
Oh, nice.
Size. Yeah, and then I have Dirty Heads.
I love Dirty Heads.
Shirt. And then since we are at comic book store, I brought something special. This is one of my current favorite comic books. So this is book one from Saga. If you don't like comic books or graphic novels, if that makes you feel older and cooler and not as nerdy, this is my favorite, and it's 1 through 18, book one. So,
I have a question.
Yeah.
Is this a picture of a child breastfeeding?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Yep.
So it's like a breastfeeding comic book?
Great.
Totally, that's all it is.
Awesome.
The normalized breastfeeding campaign has gone in a really great direction.
It's going good. Even if you don't like comic books, I left the 1 through 18 or whatever at my brother's house, and then I got a call from my dad like a couple days later, and he's like, hey, when's the next Saga coming out? And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, what do you mean the next Twilight Saga? Like, what are you talking about? And he's like, those comic books that you left at Jesse's house, I love them. I was like, you've read all 18? He's like, yeah, can't wait for the next ones to come out. And he'd never read a comic book in his life.
Was he a breastfed baby?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
That's what I brought.
Thanks for bringing that. That's really cool. Very thoughtful.
See that, Sarah?
You are so good and sweet and wonderful, and thank you.
Yeah.
Here's a Sharpie. You could sign the T-shirts. That makes it really from you.
There we go.
Yeah. Make it official. Yes. And somebody's going to win all this stuff because we're going to play some games.
And if you don't like the band, you can give it to your pothead friends because they'll probably like it. You drawing somebody getting breastfed?
Oh, that's a really nice...
I tried to make a pretty heart.
Yeah, it looks good.
I don't know if I...
That's a good signature.
You like it?
Much better than mine.
Do you want to sign it, too? So I'd like to judge yours now.
That's why.
Oh, God.
Now that you bring it up.
I've had to change mine because I was signing things like I would sign checks, and I've been told that's bad. So... but my name's too long, so I had to, like, do... I had to, like, really... I have to spell out the letters while I'm signing in my mind.
Uh-huh.
Because there's too many of them.
Yeah.
So that's how... It looks okay now.
Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah, that looks good.
Thanks. I had to work on
that. Let's get Jared's on there, too, while we're at it. Might as well, right? And...
I just want you all to know that although my shirt that I'm wearing right now is wrinkled, I am my best self. So... I tried to tuck it in to kind of make it a little less wrinkled, but that doesn't work. So... That's a life tip for you as well while we're waiting. Yeah.
I'm glad we got that in because now's the part of the show where I say, let the games begin. Name tags, come out of the darkness.
Oh, baby.
People made these signs that have their names cleverly worked into movie titles. Sometimes it's just a man holding up a doll. But... there's a BB-8 over there, so just get up from your seats. You can put the mic down on your chair and just go grab the name tag that you'd like to play for.
Grab the sign.
Yeah, grab the sign that you like best for whatever reason. There's a fist over there. And while they do that, we'll do this message. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Movement Watches. At Doug Loves Movies, we team up with brands that are trying to do something new. We love innovation and companies that are changing the industries they're in. So when Movement introduced themselves and sent over some watches, we were really impressed. Mine is all black. It's super sexy. I'm not even a watch guy, and I wear it anyway. And people say to me, Doug, what are you doing? You're not a watch guy. And I go, yeah, but look at this thing. And man, are they impressed.
The company started with two broke college kids that wanted to wear stylish watches but couldn't afford them. They did some research and found out that big watch brands were passing huge retail markups to the consumer. Movement decided that by selling online, they were able to cut out the middleman and provide the best possible price. Movement watches started just $95. At a department store, you're looking at $400 to $500. Movement has grown organically because of supporters like you. So join their more than 1 million social media followers and get a Movement watch today. Go to mvmtwatches.com/Doug and they'll give you 15% off your entire purchase. That's mvmtwatches.com/Doug. And you know how to spell Doug, right? D-O-U-G. Back to the show.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back.
It's amazing.
You guys did a good job. Sarah got help from her son. And yeah, there's a thing on the back. You don't want to read that.
What?
No. Oh, just on yours.
I don't know how to play. You can read this title, but you can't read what's on the back.
Oh, I can't read.
Yeah.
Okay,
got it. Okay.
You're good.
No, you can read, though.
It looks like you're one of those people that's getting on a plane and you know, brings their own pillow. A nice BB-8 pillow. But let's start with Jared. Who are you playing for? What's that?
Eric Budd. It's a dog. A stone dog playing basketball.
That's pretty great.
That's funny. I mean, the Star Wars one's trying hard not to.
All right, and Sarah's got the BB-8.
I'm BB-8.
So whose name is on the front side of that piece of paper there?
Is this the front?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Mimi.
Okay, Mimi.
Mimi 8.
Nice
Mimi
job,
eight.
Mimi.
Mimi 8.
And then if you don't if you don't win today, then on the back of that piece of paper is someone that I have to call a shithead. That's what we do at the end of the show as a consolation
prize. But you don't know who that person
prize.
Is, though, right?
Eric, I got no name on this.
Not necessarily. Yeah, he might have to. We'll have to work something out with him. What's that?
I'll tell you.
He's
all right.
Going to tell us.
Okay.
Cool.
You want to really give it to
maybe
him?
Maybe we won't listen. Yeah. That with that attitude. Why didn't you write a shit in the back? I'll tell you. That's exactly how it went down. And Andre, what do you got here?
The Ryan King.
Yeah, I think that one's been selected before. Is that true, Ryan?
No.
No? It's been here before, though.
Not me.
Not you?
San Jose.
What?
It was in San Jose.
San Jose. Somebody had a very similar thing?
It was me.
Oh, it was you.
You just didn't get picked. You seem
all right.
Very bitter.
I'm glad we figured that out. It worked out pretty good.
Very bitter.
Whose ladybud is on the back of your phone? What is that?
Oh,
ladybud?
This is me and a tiger looking out upon our kingdom.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you guys can see that.
Yeah.
It's real fantasy.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. I had a dream like that last night.
Can you guys
then
see
I jumped
that?
Off the I jumped off the cliff.
It's the best cover I've ever had and still have.
All right, well, we're going to play some games.
I'm snapping
and
you.
You just snapped that?
I snapped you.
Oh, okay.
Love.
I just don't get the Snapchat yet.
I don't either.
I try.
I'm doing it.
Did you put a dog face on me or something?
No, I could.
It's nothing better than hot girls making ugly faces on their snap. Super sexy.
Yeah. This has really slowed down the podcast. Mm-hmm. I regret it.
But here, we can put this down on the ground. You don't have to hold that, so maybe that'll make it a little easier for you. And I just need it close enough by to be able to say, hey, Ryan. And then he'd be like, that's me right here from San Jose. That's where you're from?
Oakland.
Okay. Never. He and I are never going to agree on anything. all right, so we're going to play a series of games. And you like holding that BBA, don't you?
Feels good.
Okay, good. But
comforting.
You can put yours down if you want, Jared. It's just precarious on your... That's like me every time I eat at the bar in a restaurant, the napkin. Just I try to put it on my knee, but why would it just stay there?
I thought you said it's Bert Carious, and the next time you're with Bert Kreischer, I think you should use that word.
Yeah, things are getting Bert Carious right now.
Things are getting a little Bert Carious right now.
This first game we're going to play is called ABCD's Nuts, and it's a spelling game. And since today is June 5th, which is the day where Ferris Bueller takes off, the thing we're going to spell today is Ferris Bueller. And by spelling, I mean, we're going to go down the line. We'll start at the opposite end there with Jared. I'm going to ask him to name any movie that begins with the letter F. Then we're going to do E-R-R-I-S, Bueller, all the way through Bueller.
Okay.
Bueller. Bueller. And if you match the movie that I wrote down in advance, then you automatically win the whole thing. Yeah. It's very exciting when it happens. Huh?
Just a movie with
With the letter F.
Yeah, yeah.
Any movie.
Any movie you want that starts with the letter F.
Is this a
F.
sample round? Or is this the real thing?
This is real.
This is real.
This is really happening.
This is really happening.
Yeah, you're going to be next, and your letter will be E, okay. Probably.
God,
all he has to do is come up with any
yeah,
F.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the easy one, but it's got to... You know what? You know what I want to say? The first Fantastic Four, I didn't like. And then the new one that everybody said sucked, I thought it was way better. That's it. I guess you guys don't agree with me, but I don't care.
Well, I mean, the bar was already pretty low.
That's what I'm saying.
And then, but also, I still haven't seen the latest Fantastic Four, but it just feels to me like they tried too hard to make it as serious as the last few Batmans had been. Like they went that direction. And it's like, how about somewhere in the middle? You know, the first Fantastic Fours were silly, and then this one was too serious.
Yeah. I just don't like that they're kind of teeny bopping some of these comic book movies.
Teeny bopping along.
There you
with
go. I was waiting.
Comic book yep. movies.
I set her up for we planned that earlier. All right, Fantastic Four.
Okay. yeah, and you know, your next letter is probably going to be R, so think of another speech.
R?
And I went with a movie called For Your Consideration that features Sarah Shahi.
Yes.
See, I asked her about this backstage. I said, tell me all the movies you've been in, because they're going to be the answers.
Yeah.
I didn't know what you were talking about.
She did.
All right, so name any movie, Sarah, that begins with the letter E.
But wait, why did you just go for F?
Huh?
No, he's just
no I'm trying to match it.
I told him what I wrote down ahead of time.
If we guess what he had written down, then you automatically
win. I win? Do I win money?
You
no.
win. Oh.
The person that brought the BB-8 like pillow is going to win something for bringing it something they bought at the store.
Now I get it. Now I get it. All right, E. Okay, I thought really hard. Elephant Man.
Oh.
Okay, I'll let it go for this one, but that movie's called The Elephant Man.
Oh.
And that begins with the letter T. I went with Evan Almighty.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know who's in that, right?
Steve Carell.
Mm-hmm. Who produces your show?
Steve Carell.
Yeah.
Could you imagine I got that answer wrong? I panicked inside. I don't know if I showed it on my face. I'm just trying to do better in life. So I try and keep it inside.
Do better, damn it. Just what you say to yourself
do
in the
better.
Mirror every day.
Don't show your panic.
Do you have an R movie for me?
Rain Man.
Yes, that's perfect. It doesn't match mine. I went with Rush Hour 3. You were in that also, right?
I was.
Yeah, there you go.
See?
You're not looking
God,
out. You're not getting the right letters in
one.
This game. R. There's no P in Ferris Bueller. I mean, I don't know. He had a lot to drink that day, so there might have been some P in Ferris Bueller. But The next one is another R for Jared.
Is it The Running Man or Running Man?
I think it's Running Man, but I'll take either. I don't give a shit at this point.
Well, then what? Oh, okay, good.
Okay.
Okay, what's mine?
I got to say what I picked.
Oh.
And it's I went with Risky Business.
Ooh. No, that's the other one I was going to pick.
Another classic high school movie. I is your letter there.
I'm I?
Sarah,
yeah. Oh, I thought I was S. Oh, I.
You're I.
Ice Age.
Ice Age!
There you go, Wolf.
Yay!
Yeah. Does Wolf like the Ice Age movies?
He does. Okay. We all do.
Yeah.
Sure. We all do. Even you. Come on.
Oh, it's got that squirrel can't get a nut. I went with a movie called It's Kind of a Funny Story. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Oh. It's, you know, it's, I get tired of doing iRobot every time I comes up. S is the next letter.
Steel Magnolias.
Very good. I went with another Steve Carell movie, Seeking a Friend for the End of the World.
I don't know that one. I think I'm probably fired now.
It's a, you know, it's an end of the world comedy. Cause
it's him and Keira Knightley, right?
There's no funnier time in a man's existence than when he's about to all expire. Or isn't it one of those ones where, I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but don't they... Doesn't the Earth not end at the end? Oh, it does end? Oh, that's why it wasn't the summer hit they were hoping it would be. The next letter is B. Bueller.
That's me, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I don't want to do the obvious ones, you know?
Do what you gotta do, man.
Fuck. That's not it.
There's no F in... Oh, there's the first F. Ferris.
Am I you?
You'll be you, so if you want to think ahead.
So it's you, E.
Unless he can't come up with a B.
I can come up with a B. I just want to...
Just say one. Just do it.
You know what I'm going to say.
Come on.
You know what I'm going to say.
You want me to say it?
You know, yeah. What do you think?
You're obviously going to say Batman.
Yep. So.
But what you
wait.
Should.
Wait, no.
But what you should have said out. Is Baby's Day Out.
That's what that was what I was
Baby's
going for.
Day Out is what I went with. What do you have for you, Sarah? Oh. Ugh, the movie.
That works.
Was there a movie called?
Wait, you know a kid's movie with the letter U.
Yeah, she does.
With the letter
I
U?
I like teamwork
had
in this
balloons
game.
In it.
Oh, Up! Yay, thank you!
You're welcome.
Up.
Okay, but... but is there a movie called The Unicorn?
But it's
the unicorn.
Oh,
somebody
man,
in the back is
I know, but you don't give
it.
A shit anymore, right? If I say the unicorn?
Oh, no. I mean, I'm not you throwing don't... around that, throwing away that rule forever. I just let
oh,
you I
oh,
let
okay.
you get away with it once.
But I'm
but you said
go
up.
With up.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Yes,
go
I'm
with up.
Up. Thank you. The up.
No. Yeah. I said urban legend.
Oh, damn.
You've got
Son.
The good ones.
E.
You've got the good ones. You must watch a lot of movies.
Okay, I'm trying to think of a Steve Carell movie or one that you've been in that starts with E, but...
E? Is that your letter?
Yeah, but I'm just going to have to go with a popular book adaptation called Ender's Game.
Yeah!
Okay.
The movie sucked.
It did.
The movie sucked.
The book was so good!
Easy A is what I went with for that
Oh,
one.
Easy A.
Yeah.
Oh. I like that movie.
Okay, we got a couple of L's now. L for Jared.
Labyrinth.
Oh, such a good movie.
That's good.
I should have picked that as a tribute. I went with Little Miss Sunshine, another Steve Carell movie. Another L, though, for Sarah.
Why am I always thinking of words, movies with the in it? The legend.
It's just legend.
Oh. Yeah, that's the one. The one that didn't have the.
You've got the dyslexia. I went with another high school classic called Lucas. E is the next one for Andre.
Was there a movie called Endgame? Is that a
book? I feel like
book?
There was, like a political one.
Feels like a play or something.
Oh, yeah. It's a play or a book, huh?
Yeah, I think
it's
so.
It's a play. Yeah, you see, I'm a theater major. I just don't remember anything. It's all coming back now in traumatizing memories.
That's okay.
Am I done that?
Well,
that
you could do another one, but it's not. Nobody's going to win anything at this point. I got other games ready to go.
Yeah, see, I'm just thinking like St. Elmo's Fire. That's not even a movie, is it?
It was.
No,
a movie.
It's a movie.
Yeah.
Great, but it starts with the same.
You guys are all just doubting yourselves. I went with Endless Love. Endless Love, which has been made twice now. And they're both great. And R is the last letter in Ferris Bueller.
I don't know any Steve Carell movies that start with R.
Well,
I'm trying to win this
what about a famous Eric. High school movie?
Oh, is that, was that the theme? Was that what we were trying to
do? That was
the code we were trying to crack?
There. I mentioned it a couple of times.
Ridgemont High, what the?
Ridgemont High is a Fast Time.
Yeah, I was trying to move it around. That works, right?
Yeah, very close. Yeah. I went with Revenge of the Nerds. Revenge of the Nerds. Classic movie, still very funny, but also super rapey. All right, so Wolf can't see that until he's at least 12.
Who wrote Endgame? That's going to bother me now.
He's more what movies?
Violent?
Yeah, I'm sure you have. You have a phone.
You tell him, baby. You tell him. You tell Doug how many violent movies you've seen. You tell him, my boy. That's right.
What's your...
And his name's Wolf.
What's your favorite... Wolf, what's your favorite violent movie?
Deadpool.
Deadpool.
I haven't seen Deadpool.
I almost guessed it. I watched it. I flew from the East Coast to the West Coast today, and I watched it 3 times in a row on the plane.
Yeah. What was your favorite part?
Oh, probably.
You're going to be a great stand-up someday, Wolf.
Yeah, I don't know if he should describe his favorite part. That would maybe be too much. Okay, yeah. I thought it might be something really violent. And I was right. Oh, wait, he's got another best favorite part.
Because the bad guy pushes the metal bar through Deadpool's
back and
his
skull.
That's my boy!
Yep. He's a fan of perseverance.
I'm a beaming mother right now. I'm so proud of you, baby. I'm very, so very proud. Proud.
Yeah.
I don't think our kids are desensitized to violence these days. I don't know what anyone's talking about.
He's playing GTA on his little Game Boy right now anyway.
All right, so...
Wolfie, enough. Wolfie, that's
there's
enough.
There's someone
enough.
In the
Wolfie,
audience
stop
that
talking.
Has a knife.
Stop talking.
He's got a shim. Is that what he said? He's got a homemade shank in his back pocket.
When it comes to kids on the show, he's definitely in the win column.
Yes.
Let's play a game called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? And that's where I say a tagline from a poster or advertisement for a motion picture, and you guys just have to guess what movie it is, and we'll take turns.
Was there a winner, though, of this last game?
Oh, no. Nobody won that.
I thought there was only one game.
Yeah,
I'm
mean,
excited now.
You almost all got through it. But no clear winner. So we'll start with Jared again, and we'll just do the same order as last time. And I'll ask him, I'll tell him the tagline from a movie. If he can't guess it, then you get a shot at it, Sarah, and then Andre. The line is, why do men act like boys? Because they can.
No idea.
Well, what movie do you think boys act like? I mean, men act like boys. Or movie where boys act like men? Boys to men.
ABC, BBD.
East Coast style.
Family.
Oh, family, sorry.
We should turn this into a musical lyric show. I'd kill this shit.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
No, I have no idea. There's no way. There's no way. I have no idea.
Okay,
I have no
clue.
Okay,
my turn again.
Your turn, Sarah.
Okay, Rosie Perez.
What?
If she's
Rosie
in...
Perez, the movie.
Rosie.
No, you got to name the movie that's the tagline for.
Oh.
You say you think Rosie Perez said that?
But if she's in the movie, I think she should win.
What?
If she is in the movie.
Why do men act like boys?
I can just picture her saying
because
it.
Because they can.
I thought we had to guess who said that line.
No.
Oh. But I think Rosie Perez probably did say it.
So in, what, in so what movie would she say that in?
In Boys to Men.
That's a band or a group.
No. Wait. I had. Oh, White Man Can't Jump. That's my guess.
That's a good guess. Incorrect. Andre?
Big?
Good guess.
No, it was from the aforementioned Old School.
Old
School had that.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
It's not a great tagline.
So he is doing what he said.
He told you.
Fuck, man.
We'll start with you again, Jared.
Great.
I've got a good feeling about you.
Yeah, right?
I'd just like to point out that even if I know what he's on to, it doesn't help my game in any way.
Right. It doesn't make me feel as bad.
We'll start with you on this one, Jared. Ever wish your boss was dead?
Horrible Bosses?
That's correct.
Yeah!
Good job.
Yes. And why did I pick that?
What?
Why did I pick Horrible Bosses?
Did Steve Carell direct it or produce it or something like that? Were you in it?
No, one of your songs is in it.
Get the fuck out of here, really?
Yeah. Where's that check at?
I haven't seen it. No, I think you're right. It was in the trailer. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, with the, when Jamie Foxx is in it.
Lay
in the
Me
bar.
Down?
Yep, they're in the bar. I know exactly what you're talking about. I totally
lay
forgot.
Lay me God, down. Right.
That's, yep, you nailed
on
it.
On the bed over OJ.
You want to join
love
the
that
band?
Song
yeah,
yours.
It's good, right? I wrote that one for you.
Why don't you, what's the name of another one of your hits for Andre to sing for us?
Yeah, give me another title.
It Hurts When I Shit.
It hurts when I shit, but I'm shitting anyway. Because my body needs me to just to pass through this day.
You're in. You're in the band. Gotta kick somebody out, but...
If you're ever stuck with lyrics, just call me up.
Yeah, you're my new ghostwriter. You can help me and Drake out.
Well, people call me Dre, so I could be like, people be like, oh, you're working with Dre.
Yeah.
And it would sound way cooler.
Right, yeah, yeah. And Drake doesn't have ghostwriters. I heard people be like, ooh, that was the joke that I made, that he doesn't, but he got in a big fight with some guy over it. But, all right, okay, let's go on.
Don't want to
people
start that.
People went, ooh?
Yeah, I heard somebody like, ooh.
I didn't hear it. Yeah, but they're...
Maybe
whoever went, ooh, was like, motherfucker never loved
No,
us.
They know what's up in the streets. Whoever got it knew what's up in the streets.
This one goes to Sarah.
Woo!
Revenge never gets old. What's that a tagline for?
Revenge of the Nerds?
No. That's also what I thought. It's the word
these nerds never tire of getting payback. No, that's not it.
Was it Old School?
No.
Was it For Your Consideration?
You're not going to keep guessing.
Do we get guesses?
Yeah, well, it's Dre's turn to guess right now. I was just about to say people forgot about Dre.
I'll take it. I liked it.
Terminator 3.
Bunch of gibberish. nope. Jared?
Punisher?
No.
Wait, what was the line again?
Revenge never gets old.
Revenge? It sounds so familiar.
Yeah, because it's in a movie. It's from a movie you're in called Bullet to the Head.
Oh, yeah.
With
that
Sylvester
one.
Stallone.
You said backstage. You're like, oh, no, I'm not in any movies.
I said I've done some.
You know what? I'd love to get to a point in my career where I just have done so many movies I can't remember them all.
Yeah, right?
No.
Yeah, but Stallone, you know, he's the good guy in it, Stallone, and he never gets old.
He doesn't ever get
old. And his revengeful ways. But I like that movie.
What? That's such a crock of shit. That movie was so bad.
It's got some pretty cool, you know, violence in it.
Yeah, violence. Wolf.
Yeah, Wolf likes it, right?
Wolf. Woohoo!
We really hate ourselves on this panel tonight. Like, we're just really self-deprecating.
Wolf, have you seen Bullet to the Head?
No, I think you
ask
missed that
one,
ask
for that one,
maybe.
By name.
It wasn't violent enough, huh?
I think you missed that one.
He's done.
And keep going.
He's tapped out.
And
like, I would think something like Persons of Interest would be, like, more terrifying to him than these cartoony
movies.
No,
actually, what's funny is he kind of has, like, a disassociation with movies and stuff because he comes with me on set. And so he's watched me kill Jim Caviezel many times. He's seen me get shot. Like, you know, there's this funny picture that my husband took of I'm about to, like, break down a door where, and I've got a gun, like a
you
gun with
be
a
the
silencer.
Door?
Sure, you can be the door. We're acting this out, guys, for those listeners that are listening to Doug's Loves Movies. Yep. So, like, you're the door, and I'm, like, gonna break it down, and I've got this gun, like, a really big gun with, like,
kick down that door's balls.
And I'm gonna... and I'm gonna shoot and kick the door's balls. And I'm going like this. I'm, like, smiling, like, off to the side, and there's Wolf, like, watching Mommy in action. Do you remember that? No, you don't.
He was lies. Busy. He was busy polishing
was busy.
His knife.
But anyway, yeah.
If anyone at home has a crush on Sarah or like out here, I just want you to know that when she jumped around just then, her hair smelled so good.
It doesn't smell good? I've secretly been smelling it this whole time.
Just the movement of it sent this beautiful scent towards my nose. And so you can just think on that.
Bullet to the head was the answer. Revenge never gets old. Here, let me try and say it the way he did. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
I can't wait.
Is this part of the game?
Wait, who are you impersonating?
Yeah, now
I'm
the new part
Sylvester
of the game
Stallone.
Is you have to do an impression of the star of the
this
movie.
That's a good
wrinkle.
People love to
have him be forced to do impressions.
Yeah. Oh.
I'd do much better.
Hold on. Remember. Okay.
Revenge never.
If I had a lower voice, I could do it better. Wait.
Revenge never gets old.
No, that was so
that
naughty.
Sounded like somebody who got old.
I know.
Revenge never gets old. Adrian!
There you go. That's right. That's what I'm missing. I gotta be more.
Revenge!
The key to the impression is just a.
Revenge never gets.
My why do I sound like a little Jewish man?
The way I do Stallone is just quoting. Now I can't think of what movie it was in, but when he goes.
Bullet to the head.
No, he goes. You're the disease. I'm the cure.
There was some Arnold in that too, though. There was like.
You're the disease, and I am the cure.
Yeah.
No. That's
all
a fun game.
Bad,
that's a fun game. Wrong impressions. You're the wrong person. I wonder where he gets all his toys. All those marvelous toys. I think it's the right quote. Anyway, what are we doing? Let's do one more. Whose tagline is it anyway? And start with Sarah.
Oh, is that the... from...
Yes, that's the tagline. No, it's actually...
That's a Brad Pitt
Nine and
movie.
A half weeks? No.
That's a Brad Pitt movie if... what's his name was playing him from SNL? What's his name? You guys know what I'm talking about?
What?
Taron Killam does a Brad Pitt impression. It's just So that would be a Brad Pitt movie where Taron Killam plays Brad Pitt. Anyway, moving on.
Troy.
Is that a guess? You're pre-guessing?
I'm guessing from, yeah, because he played that gladiator. So I'm assuming he went, ugh, at some point, right?
Oh, yeah. That was, all that talk was just, we were just joking around. Here comes the actual, here comes the real tagline. Are you following this, Wolf? The tagline is, love and waves. That's what we need in these dark days. Love and waves. That's what we need in these dark days.
Surfer dude?
That's correct.
That's great.
I got a little help, but...
Love and waves. That's what we need in these dark days.
I don't even know who that was.
Yeah. Love and waves.
Love and waves.
Love and waves. That's what we need in these dark days.
Was that Bridget?
Yeah. You can
Bridget Jones. Because I can't say it was that Renee Zellweger because I don't even know if she sounds like that anymore.
She still sounds like that. Her eyes are just more open. When you get surgery on your eyes, I'm pretty sure your voice stays the same.
No, because everything she says sounds more shocked. She's taking more in all the time. Ooh. Look at everything I can see. All right, it's time for one more game, and I think you guys are going to be great at this.
Oh, boy.
I have a lot of confidence. It's called Last Man Stanton. I play along as well in this one because it's fun to play. We take turns naming movies that an actor or actress has been in that'll be provided by the crowd. I do not know in advance what name we're going to use.
Oh yeah.
And if you can't think of one, you're out. But you do get one lifeline.
Okay.
And it's your friend that gave you the BB-8 pillow.
Okay.
And it's Eric Budd. And it's the Ryan King. You guys are the lifelines.
Okay.
So you can go to them once.
All right.
And they might still fuck it up. So keep that in mind. And where is Abby Branch 13? From Twitter. Hello.
Yay.
Where'd you come in from for the show today?
Oh, L.A.
L.A., you live here? You just moved here?
Yeah.
From where?
Moved over from Denver.
All right.
Do you live in Silver Lake?
No.
Nope.
Let me have this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you live in...
She's in a detective show. So she likes the good line of questioning.
Do you live in...
Are you just trying to guess based on her appearance?
Yeah, I'm very judgmental.
And her attitude? She seems very
but
nice.
But now I'm going to go the other way. Do you live in Santa Monica?
No.
Do you live in Echo Park?
No.
I'm just going to
listen. This is really fun.
What's your favorite restaurant?
Oh, tricky.
Do you have one yet?
We haven't eaten here yet.
You haven't eaten food yet?
Probably haven't even moved into anywhere.
You're in Hollywood.
Do you live in Hollywood?
Well, like West.
West Hollywood.
Okay.
That makes sense. You just moved here. You don't know better. You'll learn. You'll learn that there's more to life, like trees and hills and scenery, and people who don't care about their muscles that much. Anyway.
I don't know what was being attacked just
now. Was
that
you, Doug? Yeah.
I'm attacking West Hollywood as a whole.
Oh, okay.
And CrossFit.
There was a whole joke.
Fuck CrossFit. Thank you.
What do you got for us, Abby?
Jim Carrey.
All right.
So what do we have to do now? Guess.
We gotta take turns.
Alrighty then.
Naming. The clues are flying. We gotta take turns naming movies that Jim Carrey's in. If you can't think of one, you can use your lifeline one time.
Right.
But you know some Jim Carrey movies.
I do.
Does Wolf enjoy Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
He saw some.
Okay, so you know, those might come to mind. You might be able to say those.
Yeah.
Who was that one? Who got the last one? Sarah, you start us off. Yeah. You go first, then we'll go to Jared, then me, and then Andre. Any Jim Carrey movie?
All righty then. Liar, Liar.
Okay. I see how this works. So we say a quote from another one. And then say, okay, I could do that.
I like this game.
Yeah, that could be fun.
I'm just so glad I'm out of the house. Wait, did I do something wrong?
No, that was mom humor. If you're not a mom,
I know.
Out there,
if you don't have 19 kids,
it doesn't
you don't,
make sense
you know.
To you, but it will someday.
Do you have kids?
I don't have friends who have kids, and I've been a nanny,
you
so
don't,
I get that.
Oh, you
that.
Have friends who have kids. Okay, yeah.
I was a nanny for a kid in high school, and I was on 24-hour duty, and the they had an older kid, and then they had a baby, and they wanted to be like, our lives are still normal. So I would wake up with the baby in the night.
It sucks.
And I've never cried so much.
Yeah.
And it was a good baby, too. Very good baby. Only cried when she was hungry, tired, or had needed a diaper change. But I still was like, this shit hard.
Yeah.
Everyone should do that instead of birth control.
Yeah.
Just go be a nanny on 24-hour duty. You'll never get pregnant.
Sucks.
Trust me.
Sucks. But I got that right? Liar, Liar.
Yeah, no, you're doing great.
Yeah, Wolf. She loves you, Wolf.
Jared.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
I was going to say that.
Okay. Kind of get the hard ones out of the way.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
That's
good.
A good one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what are you writing down?
I'll just go ahead. The movies we're saying.
Oh.
I'll go ahead and say it. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Go.
Damn it.
Does that take away all of them now?
No, but you got to get the title exactly right.
Bruce Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. That was a religious joke I just made. I'm smarter than you think. Just kidding. I made that joke after the fact. You guys will catch on to my
Sarah,
eventually.
Do you have another one?
We're going to keep going?
Yeah, that's the idea.
I thought you'd choose someone new.
No, well, that would be crazy easy if we all just had to name one movie.
Oh, okay. Oh, God. What was that one with the penguins? Mr. Poppers. Mr. Popper's
Fantastical Ride.
Penguins or Mr. Popper's?
No, that's stop it.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Popper's Penguins. Like, were you thinking Mr. Popper could have something else that he possesses that would be more interesting than a bunch of penguins?
I don't know. Mr. Popper's Holiday, Mr. Popper's
Mr. Popper's,
Popper's
Pencils.
Mr. Popper's Poppers.
Right.
What if Mr. Popper had poppers? I don't know.
Yeah, Mr. Popper's Penguins.
Mr. Popper's Penguins.
Very good. Now, sit there and think of another Jim Carrey movie.
Dang, how long we got to be on Jim Carrey?
It might go for hours.
Ugh.
Jared?
Well, Dumb and Dumber. Let's just get it out of the way.
Yeah, just say it, Dumb and Dumber. Let's just get it out of the way.
Sorry.
Get it the hell out of the way.
What do you mean, let's just get it out of the way? My brain hurts so much trying to think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got three.
Well, it's my turn, so maybe what I say will like inspire you to think of another one. Like, I'm going to say The Majestic.
Mm. Oh, you're right.
See?
Yeah, that was one.
Didn't help me at all.
Hold on.
Well, don't forget, you have a lifeline, Andre.
Here's a question. If he's in a series of movies, do you have to say the actual subtitle?
That's the idea, yeah. You gotta
Damn
nail it. But you know.
All right.
Like I said, you could think about that. Just use your lifeline now.
Yeah,
maybe.
I'm gonna go for my lifeline.
Ryan?
Batman Forever.
He says Batman Forever. Do you wanna go with that?
Yeah, because I was just gonna say Batman.
Yeah, see that you would have been fucked. Earmuffs for Wolf.
Okay.
Retroactive.
All right.
Which Batman was it?
Forever.
Forever, yeah. It felt like a long one. We're back to Sarah. walk us through it or use your BB-8 lifeline.
Wait, hold on. I thought of one.
Why did I use my lifeline?
Well, now you're going to be in another round unless we steal it.
Let me see. Okay. Oh, I hope this was the one where he was
Don't
like...
say something wrong when you could use your lifeline.
No, I'm going to take a chance.
Okay.
The Truman Show?
That's correct.
Ah, yes. Yay.
When I said The Majestic, you were like, oh, yeah, he really went with the dramas for a while there,
exactly.
Didn't he? Yeah, okay. All right. Jared?
The Mask.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, my God, we're still on Jim Carrey.
We're going to, that's it. There's no, we're not going to anybody else.
Nope. Oh, we're not?
There's more. No. All Jim Carrey movies.
Yeah. That's the game. He's done a lot of them. And I'm going to say another one right now, and that is... Man in the Moon.
Ooh. I'm going to say Cable Guy.
Oh,
all right.
Yes, good.
Is that your dream panel of Doug Loves Movies?
Yeah, that's what he put together, his little clay
figures. So pissed that nobody picked that one, huh?
Well, he's going to be here for the summer, so it'll be back. He'll have another chance. If it gets up on stage, I might stomp on it.
But that's your dream panel?
It's part two.
Okay, so that's why I didn't pick it.
He's done one of these before. He's really got some spare time.
I don't even care who's on there.
Who is it?
Doesn't matter.
Dream panel.
We're not. Doesn't matter. Who cares?
Yeah, that's okay. You don't have. We already went through it on another episode.
Oh.
It took forever. His dream panel is very large. He's got a lot of favorites. Whose turn is it?
Mine.
It is?
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, because Dre said Cable Guy. The Cable Guy.
I
don't think he's been in any more movies. I think that was
that
it.
We might have hit the bottom there. I can't think of Ace Ventura was a one-off, and
but what are those subtitles?
That's the thing. Let's see, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
We said that one.
Ace Ventura. Lost in Space. All right, I need my life.
That idea might have gone right to the center of Hollywood. That might get a green light tomorrow. Somebody might start their week off with a great idea.
Ace Ventura.
I would watch the shit out of Ace Ventura trying to be an astronaut. He could be alone a lot, so just acting crazy by himself would be fun to watch.
See.
Zero gravity, just doing his stupid things, floating around.
I think I need my friend.
Okay, lifeline time.
I need my buddy.
Princess Carol.
Ah, yes! Smart girl.
Good, deep.
Smart girl. What?
Nothing.
Oh. Christmas, that's right. He was
Christmas
Ebenezer.
Christmas Carol. He was like, he played a bunch of parts in that.
That's right.
Yeah, Scrooge and whatnot. Christmas Carol.
Good. Thank you, sister friend.
All right. But we're back to Jared again.
Yeah, this is okay. So there was Dumb and Dumber, and then there was the one without him. I'm pretty sure that was Dumb and Dumber.
No bonus points for extraneous information.
Or was that the new one that he was in?
See, what are you trying to do?
Was the new one? I'm thinking it's because there's just is Dumb and Dumber 2 just the new one that he just did?
Yeah, but it's got more title to it.
Oh, I gotta have the whole title.
Yeah.
Oh.
Lost in Space.
No. All right. There's another one. I just don't know the name of it. Can I use my lifeline? But give me.
Yeah, sure.
Can I give him a hint?
So the lifeline can either help you with that one you're working on.
No.
Or give you a new one. But I don't want you to give him another hint.
I can't give him a hint.
That's too much.
Because
yeah,
I already
gave him a big hint. Eric.
Eric?
Was he in How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
That's correct.
Yeah.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yes.
Take it. Thank you, buddy.
I forgot about that.
I think we've hit all of his movies, guys. I don't think he did anything else.
Well, unfortunately, it's my turn, and I do know that he has done other movies, including...
ones that got released?
Fun with Dick and Jane got a release.
Mm-hmm. That's right, it did.
Dre? Never heard of that. Shh.
You never heard of it either time? Fun with Dick and Jane
is
a title that's been made twice.
No, I know the. I've heard of it.
Fun with
heard
Dick
of it in
Jane
life
twice.
Hmm.
Oh.
I think I'm done.
You gonna tap?
I gotta tap out.
All right. You did great, though.
Thanks.
Good job.
I did better than last time. Here is a confession.
Uh-oh.
Last time, Jeff Tate helped me on one.
He, like, whispered in your ear?
Yeah.
Are you guys, like, going out now?
No.
Oh, okay, so maybe you could whisper in Sarah's ear if she needs help.
You know, she got a whisper forward. Tonight.
I did get a whisper.
Yeah. So what do you got, Sarah?
I was just trying to smell her hair.
You got
again.
Any others? I said one, right? Yeah, I said Fun with Dick and Jane, so then you know, it's on you.
Was he in... He was in Anaconda, right?
Yeah, he was.
Yep,
Go with it.
He played the title role.
Yeah, he was the snake. He won an award.
Yeah.
All right, so you're out.
I'm out.
Great job, though. Jared?
I got it. Well, I don't have it. I can describe it. That sucks. I know you're not going to give it.
Describe it.
He's the old fucking, he's the old grumpy dude with the nose like Fantastic Ride of something, or the Fantastic Night of something, or the Mr. Oh, yeah. No. Hey, guys. But Doug. Lemony
She's
Snicket.
Cowering in fear
Snicket.
Over there.
I didn't hear anything.
But I'm not even mad at her because...
It was just crickets.
Because Lemony you're both Snicket. Wrong anyway.
Is it?
Well, you're not going to get the title right, and no, she's not going to get to try again.
Oh, wait. Can I try for the title to
sure.
get back in the game?
No, you can't get back in the game.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Was it a series of unfortunate events?
Yeah, no. Lemony Snicket, series of unfortunate events.
I got it.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. You got it.
Teamwork.
Yes.
All right. Earth Girls are easy.
Oh. Wow.
What?
You got another one?
No, I'm done.
What about...
You won.
What about...
You won.
Kick-Ass 2.
I think all these games are set up.
Oh, yeah. I love
win.
You, Philip Morris.
Kick-Ass 2, he wasn't
there. I saw that one.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And early on, he was in a thing called Once Bitten. He was in Peggy Sue Got Married. Yes, Man. Yeah. Yes, Man, of course. Yes, Man. What else did we miss? What else did we miss?
Yes, Man.
Oh, yeah, that number 23 thing.
Was
That's
he in something about Mary?
Movie.
I was going to say that.
I knew I was going to say that.
Oh, The Incredible Burt Wonderstone?
Jesus.
Me, myself,
what?
And Irene.
How did I miss those?
I'm so ashamed.
Did you say Deadpool? Deadpool. Oh, yeah, The Deadpool. That's right. The Dirty Harry movie where he was like a rocker with a crazy hairstyle.
You won all these games.
Was he in There's Something About Mary?
Uh-uh.
Oh, someone said that, and I had also thought that, and mm-mm. that person.
No,
and
but
I
he worked with the Farrelly brothers, obviously, a few times.
Yeah.
I think we all did a great job with Jim Carrey today. Let's have a round of applause for everybody.
We really carry about Jim Carrey.
How can people find you on the internet, Jarrett Watson?
You can go to dirtyheads.com and find all of the stuff. Also, I have a video game review podcast called Worthless Game Review. You can go to worthlessgamereview.com.
Well, that's why you went off about some game earlier. Oh, yeah, and I forgot. This guy doesn't have a shithead on the back.
Yeah.
Can you come write one down?
Oh,
then fuck it.
Did he win? Though?
I need the piece of paper off of BB-8. That's what happened.
No,
just hand it to me if it can come off of there.
Why did he win? He got the most?
What's that? Yeah, he lasted the longest in Last Man Stanton. After me, of course.
I mean, only because
there's
of
jokes
the
there. I just
but I'm not playing for anyone. So yeah. So Eric, come get your prizes. Congratulations. Here's your poster and your prizes. There you go.
You better
shaking
give that
hands
lady
with everybody.
Tie to a nice,
don't forget your book. This is separate.
Lady.
The book is separate because it's so heavy and it'll tear right through that hotel laundry bag. Oh, and the smell inside that bag is my compliments. I'm really into recycling. But so Dirty Heads are touring a lot this summer with Sublime with Rome.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll be playing all those great songs people know from Horrible Bosses and Surfer Dude.
Surf's Up. We're in the Penguin movie. Yeah. Remember that?
What?
Yeah, the animated Penguin movie. You ever seen that one, Wolf?
Yeah, yeah.
Watch that one tonight, baby. We'll watch that one tonight.
Surf's Up.
Right after
you're going to be like, this
Omen.
Isn't violent enough.
Yeah. After The Revenant. Yeah.
You're not touring with
Sublime. Violence, mommy?
No, no, ma'am.
Sublime with Rome.
Sublime with Rome.
Whatever happened to Sublime? I loved them so much.
The lead. Are you going to go into a bit? All right, no, I'm not biting. They're my friends. I'm not going to fucking do it. I don't know what did happen with Sublime.
I also want to know what happened to Nirvana while we're at it.
Oh, gotcha. I see where.
Okay, I'll play along. Stone Temple Pilots.
I recently face swapped myself with Kurt Cobain, young Kurt Cobain, and damn, we would have had a nice baby. He was much too old for me, though.
Fair enough.
Maybe not. I mean, society these days, older men, younger women. Is this the point of the podcast?
Angie Tribeca returns second season, TBS. We've got the hilarious people, is their slogan. And it's Monday nights at 9.
Yeah, starting tomorrow.
Yeah. And you get how many episodes?
10.
Okay, you get them all in before summer's over.
Yeah, get them all in before
summer's
over.
When that Monday night football starts up, that's all anybody cares about.
Yeah, and The Bachelorette's on right now, which doesn't help, but just watch our show.
Oh, fucking Bachelorette.
But yeah, you can find me online on every social media platform now. Medium.
And what's your handle on there? What's your
Dre
name?
Dre Andre. So DREEANDREE.
Okay.
That's how you spell my name. It's really not funny. And some
Stop
people call
laughing
me Dre.
At her, you
and
guys.
Some people call me Andre.
No, it's just, okay. It seems like a confusing Twitter name, but like you said, your last name would really throw people for a loop, so.
Yeah, what should my name be? Something other than I am? Everyone else gets to use their own goddamn name.
What about Andre Tribeca?
I think the producers might have a problem with that.
How you doing, Wolf? You hanging in there? It's almost over. What do you wish you were doing right now? If you could do anything.
Is he awake?
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's alert. Do you want to watch an old guy smoke some stuff?
Yeah, me and Doug could take Wolf in the back for like 20 minutes.
Okay, all right.
So, Sarah, I forgot to say this entire time.
Oh, wow, yeah.
You're in a movie that's going to be available very soon, right?
Now? It's available
now. It's currently available. Tell us about it.
It's called Divine Access, and it's a cute little movie starring Billy Burke, myself, and that's about all that you need to know.
Billy Burke, of course, is the dad in the Twilight films.
Movies. Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, and
very good guy.
Yeah, it's a sweet little movie. Billy Burke plays a guy who's this very reluctant spiritual leader who kind of is spiraling in his own way, and I play this presence. I don't know if I'm like an angel or what
I'd
I am in this
you
thing.
Are.
And I'm constantly testing him and challenging him. and that's out now. It's on iTunes, video on demand, and you can ask.
What's
can
it called
me.
Again?
Divine Access.
Divine Access.
Do you become his
Access
love interest?
It now.
No.
Thank
no.
God.
I know.
I'm talking
I know.
About that age
we
gap.
We did not do that. No. No.
Good.
Hey, Doug.
Yo.
Doug, you know what I was thinking?
I'm not gonna let
Doug,
you see him.
Doug, look back here behind his mom, behind Wolf's mom. I bet Wolf's probably holding. I mean, he's got a knife. He probably has got what we need. You know. You know what I'm saying?
I made what I thought was a fairly innocent joke with the child in the room, but you're really taking it.
But that's why I'm whispering and looking behind.
You're not. Everybody can hear you, dude.
Yeah.
He did give Mario Lopez the like major stare down, like the intimidation like thing.
Well, yeah,
one
that
day.
Guy's a punk. He did the
like
right
Steph
thing.
Oh, Steph Curry's daughter.
Like,
did you see that meme of Steph Curry's
His
daughter?
His hands all over Kelly Kapowski. I will not stand for it. What?
You see that meme of Steph Curry's daughter giving all the basketball
players?
Yeah,
that thing, yeah. She's very,
like, she's
very
so
cute,
cool.
Very serious at the
but
same time.
But she couldn't figure out how to do it, so she was doing this.
Well, she was just trying to peace out at that point. All right, so look for Sarah Shahi in Divine Access and not Nancy Drew. It all worked out for the best. And see Jared Watson and the Dirty Heads on tour and watch Angie Tribeca starring Andre Vermeulen. Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you.
And now for the consolation prize, I have to call these two things a shithead, and I don't understand. Well, I understand one of them. Cam Smith in the back seat right now is a shithead. So that's just a Ryan family joke?
It's a carpool thing.
It's a carpool thing? Okay. You guys listen to the show in the carpool? Oh.
He's always in the back? He must be so carsick.
And people who do not agree with the legalization of marijuana are a shithead.
Thanks again to Movement for sponsoring today's show. Movement watches start at just $95. At a department store, you're looking at $400 to $500. Movement has grown organically, purely through supporters like you. So join their more than 1 million social media followers and get a Movement watch today. Go to mvmtwatches.com/Doug and they will give you 15% off your entire purchase. mvmtwatches.com/Doug.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
How powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to let your band members in Vegas, Phoenix, and Rhode Island jam like you're all in the same garage. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, always building better. Download speeds up to 1 gigabit per second. Cox Internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply.